This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Millions of Americans responded to the September 11th terrorist attacks by donating to charity, especially the American Red Cross. But the reputation of the organization suffered after it said it would divert some of the donations to general support rather than to help families of victims of the attacks. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The national outpouring of grief following the September 11th attacks was as massive and widespread as the destruction at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. For many Americans, the answer to the question, "What can I do?" was to open their wallet. More than $1 billion has been collected by charities in the months since the attacks. The American Red Cross has been the recipient of nearly half of those donations, more than $500 million. Dr. Bernadine Healy, the then director of the Red Cross, appeared in a series of public service announcements appealing for help.
We still need your help. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW to offer your financial support. Thank you. Together, we can save a life.
That appeal and others like it prompted a flood of donations. Healy channeled the incoming stream of money into a new fund the Red Cross established, the Liberty Fund. It would use the donations to provide cash assistance for the families of the victims. But Healy also had additional plans for the money, as she explained in an appearance before a House subcommittee last month.
Roughly $200 million, and this is up for discussion now, but $200 million would cover sort of longer term, maybe the next 18 months, dealing with preparing our nation for weapons of mass destruction in our communities where we have chapters, expanding the blood reserve, if we believe it should be expanded beyond 100,000 units, also looking at continuity of operations for the Red Cross.
But Healy's plans to use the money for purposes other than direct assistance to the families, combined with the difficulties many family members reported in getting help, added up to a public relations disaster for the charity. Cable TV commentators railed against the Red Cross, and public officials lashed out as well. New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer was among the most vehement critics.
When people were writing their checks for $100, $200, or $10,000, and sending them in response to the PSAs that the Red Cross was running, they believed victims were going to get that money. This is not for continuity, and it's not for reprogramming. And this is an issue that demands our attention.
Stacey Palmer is editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy. She says the outcry sparked by the Red Cross's plans for the Liberty Fund was understandable.
Because everyone trusted the Red Cross and felt very strongly that that was where their gift would do the most good. And then when they found out that it wasn't going to do what they thought it was going to do, it was very upsetting. It was like, you know, the mom and apple pie thing. All of a sudden, people were let down by the Red Cross, and they were very, very upset.
The criticism led to Red Cross President Healy's resignation. Her replacement is Harold Decker, who had been the charity's legal director. Decker says the volume of the criticism surprised him.
I think part of it had to do with some mischaracterization of how the funds were being used. There were statements that we were setting aside a reserve, so to speak. In fact, it was not a reserve. It was simply the idea that we would attempt to use the money prudently and not just spend it all at once.
Nevertheless, shortly after taking over the Red Cross, Decker reversed Healy's decision and announced all of the donations collected in the Liberty Fund would be used to assist the families. The charity says some $275 million will be distributed by the end of the year and the rest given out over time. Decker concedes the charity needs to do a better job communicating with donors.
It was a misunderstanding, and we listened to the message that was delivered loudly and clearly by the American public and by their elected representatives, and we made the adjustments that were necessary. But that money was never going to be misused. It's simply that we misunderstood the American public's intent on how it would be used.
In recent days, the Red Cross has bought full-page newspaper ads in which it says it regrets that the Liberty Fund has, quote, not been as sharply focused as the people affected by this tragedy deserve and as our generous donors intended. That new attitude and the charity's efforts to repair its image may help, but detractors say it may also be a while before some people are willing to write out another check to the Red Cross. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.